the richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these ends. Cause when them beat and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet. A small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think them thing goes the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think them thing goes another way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, Kingdom of God, Queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth, Kingdom and Queendom of Islam here and now on this earth. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 28th, 2013. Yet working on how Abraham says, I fear not in any way those that you set up. These wicked ruling class and ruling families. We're kind of dealing with the idea of how they have gained such power in our lives. The wicked ruling class and families controlling education, controlling politics, controlling religion, controlling entertainment or Hollywood, controlling music, controlling movies, controlling the politicians, controlling the judicial system. Due to all of that control, we are indoctrinated into this system, believing in this system. We are indoctrinated, excuse me, sisters, excuse me, brothers, into giving ourselves over to the system and those that are the heads of this system. So we have to break this cycle. But continuing with that word set up, the word set in the Greek, we said, was found under the number 584, apodeknumi. Two of the definitions, point away from oneself, point out, okay? And one of the root words to that, 575, Greek side, this is a preposition, means separation. Look at how the human family is separated. Look at how we are separated because of religion, separated because of politics, separated because of race or class or territory or region, separated because of gender, or separated because of age, separated because of position in society. Many of us think we're top ranking, whatever the reason we think so. And then we abuse and misuse those sisters and brothers who we think are lower ranking. Why? Because there is a separation. You see, a physical body, you can look at the physical body as being separated by hand and foot and fingers and joints and sinew and heart and lungs and intestines and rectum and toes and toenails and fingernails and eyes and nose and ears and so on. You see, the European scientists look at things separately. But this physical structure is created by the Most High not to just act independently and separately, but interdependently and intra-separately, one might say. Every portion of my physical structure and your physical structure has a role to play. But the physical structure does not carry out the various roles separately and independently of each other, but the body acts best when the body acts in accord with each other and in union with itself and in unity with itself. So my eyes and my nose and my ears and my hands and my feet and my kneecaps and my sinew and my bones and my intestines and my heart and my lungs, they all act together, function together, so this physical structure can do what it is supposed to do. It is supposed to be the same for the human family. Yahshua Mashiach, that you call Jesus Christ, wanted us to act in unison and unity as a human family. Paul talks about in the book of Hebrews that we are to be one human family acting on the principle of Sabbath, meaning that we are to liberate each other, relieve each other of debt and debt slavery, work together, destroy the power of the oppressor, return land, wealth, and resources and the universe back into the hands of the people. Prophet Muhammad took that same stance and began to craft and carve a society that was total unity, total unison, and began to implement, how do you call it? Implement rituals such as the Hajj, where the people dress alike, dress in unison, and act in unison to teach that the human family must come together and be not separated. And so the society that is set up by they who we have set up in power have separated us. Local separation. That's the one more of the definitions of this word. And this word is pronounced apo. 575, Greek side. We're using the Hebrew language to explain the Arabic language because the African Hebrew language is the mother father language of the African Arabic language. Local separation. Look in our communities at how we are separated locally. It says, after verbs of motion from a place, departing and fleeing. We are made by the society to depart from each other, not to talk to each other, to flee from each other, to be suspicious of each other. When we see each other walking down the street, we flee from one another. We depart from one another. If we go and get an education, now I feel that I am separate from those who have not gone to college, so I depart from them and flee from the quote-unquote uneducated, when it is the responsibility of those who have an education to unite with those who are uneducated and share that which you have learned, we have learned, so that we all may grow together. But the society that we live in, separation. Separation of a part from the whole. So we see the human family is a whole, supposed to be whole, W-H-O-L-E. But we are separate from the whole. We are broken down into denomination. You have denominations of money, but together the denominations make up a whole unit of money. You have denominations in religion: Baptist, Church of God in Christ, Methodist, Episcopalian, Catholic. But if you put together these denominations, you have a whole called Christianity. You have the same thing in Islam: Shiite Muslim, Sunni Muslim, Sufi Muslim, Hanafi Muslim. These are denominations. These are factions. But together you have Islam. So you see, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Zoroaster, Rastafari, all of these are denominations of religion. But together, we have the universe representing the religious reality as a complete whole. Now, you also have the wicked ruling class and ruling families that divide us from the universe. The African scientists, the original teachers of quantum physics and quantum mechanics, taught the human being as being one with the universe, one with creation, one with earth, one with each other, one unity, one I and I, as the Rastafari say. No more you and me, but I and I, the whole of I and I, the creator, the most I, and the I, unity, unity, and united with the most I, and the human family, the I outside of I. The I self, the human family, that portion outside of I. You would say you, but the Rastafari say I. So all of I and I together as one I, one complete whole. But the society and the system that we live under, they separate you and me from each other and separate us from knowledge and wisdom and understanding and separate us from the universe and creation, and separate us from the creator. Let me say this. Looking at a DVD online, a documentary online, a speech online from Charles S. Finch, and I'll have this in my summary page. And this brother, Charles Finch, one of our wonderful professors and scholars, teaching African knowledge and wisdom and understanding, he got to a portion where he was speaking about medicine. You see, this word that we're examining here, apo, separation. Charles Finch was talking about how the Africans saw medicine and saw the human structure. You have And I can't remember all the separations, okay? All of the divisions or departments. But let's just say physical structure, physical body. Let's say mind. Let's say spirit. Let's say soul. I believe there were 7 or 9 divisions of the human structure. But see, the Africans did not only look at the physical structure, but the Africans saw the mind, the spirit, the psyche, the soul. And so European medicine separates the mind, the soul, the psyche, the spirit from the physical structure, the physical body, and they, the European medicine, European doctors and scientists, they only deal with that physical structure. So they are only able to deal with symptoms and defects. But the African scientists, doctors, medical practitioners saw the whole, not not separated, but the whole, not only the physical structure, but also the mind, the psyche, the spirit, the soul. That being the case, the African can get at root causes to our physical ailments because they can see the spirit world, the psyche, the mind, and the soul. And so this society, once again, separates. And also in definitions here, whereof a whole, some part is taken. Some part is taken from the whole. And going back to Charles Finch, he was talking about the Dogon and the Sirius star system connecting the human family with the universe and the star systems and the constellation connecting the human family with the Most High. But the European scientists only take a portion, take a part from the whole. Take the physical structure and separate this physical structure from the universe, from God, from the Most High. Which reminds me, I wanted to mention Stephen Hawking. Along with the European scientists and medical people. Stephen Hawking, everything he teaches is African. Stolen from Africa. Down to the understanding of string theory. That is not a theory. The Africans taught that reality and used the symbol of the web of the spider. That the whole universe is like a carousel, having spherical, circular type motion, and that all in the universe are connected on an atomic level by strings that are akin to the spider's web, and that all of this is orchestrated by the Most High, called Emeya, the womb of Emeya, and the Po, the seed that burst forth in the creation process by bursting through the egg of Mother Emeya. And the seed obviously comes from the Almighty Father. And see, we taught this reality connected to, as you may say, God and Goddess. We say Almighty, Most High, Father and Mother. But Stephen Hawking teaches that same science, does not give the credit to Africa, separates the science from Africa, separates the science from God and Goddess and the power of the Most High, and lies and tells us that all of this came into being without the power of the Most High, as he would say, God. But when you separate, when you take a part and do not take the whole teaching, do not take the whole teaching and give Africa the credit and credit the African teachers and scientists with breaking down this process from the Most High Father and the Most High Mother in a scientific teaching, and the European scientists take these teachings and put other words to it, and the Africans used another language, and we think it's two separate things. But thank God, thank Goddess for Charles Finch. So these are they who we set up, who have separated the teachings and separated the knowledge and separated the wisdom and separated the human family. And so Abraham talks about how he does not fear these that we have set up. I want to see the word fear in the Hebrew and then the Greek language. Let's see if we can understand what Abraham is talking about. The word fear is mora in the African Hebrew language. 4172 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means to fear, to reverence, to have terror, to fear and terror, reverence, object of reverence, awe-inspiring spectacle or deed. And so Abraham is trying to break us from having reverence for the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families and their wicked demonic puppets, presidents, prime ministers, head kings and queens, heads of governmental, educational, financial, and religious institutions that are wicked. We're talking about the wicked ones. We're talking about the demonic ones. We hold them up. We fear them. We are terrorized by them. We have reverence for them. We are awed by them. Look at, I got to say it. Look at how no matter how much evil Barack Obama does, look how many of us, too many of us, yet are hold him up as an object of reverence. We are awed, A-W-E-D, awed by him. No matter how many people he kills and destroys because of the wickedness being done through Barack Obama, he's obeying his masters. He's obeying the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, using the CIA and Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra in Syria to kill and destroy poor working class sisters and brothers in Syria. But because we're separated, we're not in unison and unity as one monotheistic family. We have been made polytheistic. We are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, who should be acting in union and unison under the title Allah, elevated into that reality. But we are polytheistic. We are separated from each other. I don't see the Syrian, Arabic, North African Muslim sister and brother as my sister and brother. So I allow the wicked rhetoric of Barack Obama and Lindsey Graham and John McCain to cause us to be separated from our Muslim, Christian, Arabic, North African, Syrian sister and brother. And because we are separated, I follow behind these leaders and hold them up and fear them and reverence them and are awed by them and allow them to cause me and us to support killing in Syria. What wickedness. Abraham wants us to break from that. No longer look at the house of Rothschild, those who graduate from Yale and Oxford and Cambridge, and the religious institutions of the day, these religious leaders also promoting warfare and bloodshed, get into the pulpits of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, and preach killing and bloodshed and destruction. We hold them up and we have fear. We reverence them. We are terrorized. We have terror for them. But we should hold up Allah. We should hold up Allah. We should hold up Yahweh, Yahovah. We should hold up and fear and reverence the principles of life for all, existence for all. But instead, we hold up these leaders. And the root word here is Yara. 3372 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To revere, to be afraid, to stand in awe of, to be awed, to honor and respect, to cause astonishment and awe. Did not George W. Bush and his administration refer to his killing in Iraq as shock and awe? See how they use the tactics of fear, to engender fear in our sisters and brothers in Iraq, to make them to think that they could not stand up against America, and how the Bush administration used 9-1-1 to engender fear in us, to cause us to honor their wicked plans of warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction that they had planned years in advance. Abraham says, no longer fear the Bush administration. No longer fear and revere the Obama administration. No longer fear and revere the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. No longer be astonished and be awed by these wicked ones. No longer be afraid these terrorist plots that they keep uncovering every so often are created by the CIA and the FBI. It was interesting. You have in this time frame, Snowden, I forget his first name, Snowden, that Caucasian man who has been revealing the secrets of the NSA that are not so secret. How they are spying on everyone, spying on Americans, spying on people outside of America. Because why? They are afraid of the power of Christ rising up in the people. Just look all over and look at poor working class masses rising up. So Snowden revealed these truths about the NSA spying network. And Greenwald, a journalist, independent journalist, began to help Snowden. And I believe the WikiLeaks man, I forget his, Julian Assange, also helped Snowden reveal these truths. And so it's interesting that while these truths are going out about America spying on everybody, and you know this is connected to the old practices of the CIA and the FBI, these surveillance tactics, how they surveilled Dr. Martin Luther King to assassinate and kill him, how they surveilled and spied on Minister Malcolm X. I thank the African People's Socialist Party and Omalia Yeshitela for keeping us in the mind of remembering that this is an old tactic. They spied on Marcus Garvey, destroyed his movement, spied on Noble Drew Ali, spied on Paul Robeson, spied on W.E. Du Bois, spied on Booker T. Washington, spied on Fannie Lou Hamer, spied on Ella Baker, spied on the civil rights, human rights movement, spied on the students movement, spied on the anti-left movement, spied on the women's suffrage movement, spied on the Black Panther Party. In 1967 to 1970, they killed at least 30 Black Panther members. Asada Secure, living in Cuba, because they spied on her and she fled, lives in Cuba now. So this is an old tactic, nothing new. And so while this information kept coming out and coming out, all of a sudden you have Nidal Hassan on trial. This fella, I think it's Nidal Hassan, Fort Hood, Texas, supposedly killed a bunch of people. But we know that was a false flag operation. Go to tarpley.net and research Nidal Hassan and how this was a false flag operation to pump what? Fear into the people, to make us afraid so that we would support their wicked plans to kill and destroy. The first reports were there were three shooters killing people in Texas. How did they do it? How did they get away with it? Take our last break. See you on the other side of the break.